Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Anhotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omiika 7 live coming to you straight from my boardroom. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is another episode of To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. I'd like for you to like lock in those call numbers right now. If you don't mind, just go to your broadcast and lock your numbers into your station. You can call in at any time. We will be waiting for your phone call. Our chat room is now open. So for those of you who are interested in being in the chat room, you may go there. We're officially open. That number is 1-646-478-0270. Why don't you lock it in, ladies and gentlemen? You can call in this evening with questions on our topic. Our topic this week is to be young, gifted, and black. And we're talking about the writer's workshop. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you have formulated your own narrative, short stories, or playwrights, and you would like to read them, this is the place to be. So I invite you to come in and share with your family. That's right, we are your family. I am your Maliwa, I am your mother too. And this is the hump day, ladies, and this is the day we have to work to get over the hump for the rest of the week. I don't know about you, but I hope you brought your dancing shoes with you because you need to get your feet ready for hitting the floor. So hit the floor and get the stepping and set up the line dance so we can do the boogie woogie. Here we go. Step on up right now. All right, get those stepping legs right. To get the energy moving, it's rolling. Come on in this room and in this house. Now that we got that out of the way, I hope we got some of the crinks out of your legs so you can stand to your feet. And let us go over to the Talking Cure Room. This is where we go to make our petitions and make our requests, ladies and gentlemen. It is honorable for prayer, a behavior modification that should go forward every day. As you pour libations, still water runs deep as you acknowledge your ancestors. You ought to be calling their names out while I'm doing my father and mother. You ought to be a part of this, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you bear with me as we go over to the Talking Cure area and we make our petition. I'd like to pour libations to my mother's spirit, Yamenja. She is the essence of the water and the lakes and the streams and rivers. We say Ashe. I pour libations to Obatala. He is my Baba, and I acknowledge him and say libation. And to my earthly and mother's father spirit, Clara Jenkins and Robert Jenkins, I say Ashe and pour libations to them also. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, we call on the forces to be present with us today. As our ancestors bring their energy, their melanin, we are able and available to tap into those energies so that we can reunite the family back to the greater circle. We call forth Sheikh Diaz to be present and accounted for. We call forth the Honorable Marcus Garvey. We call forth the Dr. Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta come forward and be present here today. We call for Dr. Henry Clark, Dr. Carruthers, Dr. Louis. We call forth the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and ask them to be present here with their spirits today, ladies and gentlemen. We call our ancestors because it's their shoulders that we must stand upon, and without them, we're nothing. We'd be a damn fool for not acknowledging them and recognizing it's their shoulders that we stand on, and we're the sum total of why they came to make the foundation through the Middle Passage so that we could be here today to carry out the mission. Tell yourself you are the cornerstone that was rejected. Tell yourself you are the head and not the tail. Make affirmations to your family. Make confirmations to God. And also command your God. Yes, that's the little G with the big head full of wisdom that sits on your third eye. He is Orum. He is your Orum. He is your Ori, not your Orum. He is your Ori that sits on your head. He is the little G with the big head full of wisdom. If you are to have good success, you are to give credit to your Ori. If you are to prosper, you are to give credit to your Ori. Then you also have your mother and your father spirit, and you ought to find out what is your destiny. What is your destiny? Ladies and gentlemen, I have not been conducting oracles or divinations on this line, but it's very necessary that each one of you find out what your destiny reading is. And once you've gotten a destiny reading, you also need to do your readings every 4 days to find out what is the mission that you have here on this earth. Why were you called here? Why were you called here? And what is your niche? And what is it that God asked you to do? And what is it that you claim you were coming here to do on this earth? Now, you've made a promise to yourself and to the universe. You ought to be about the business of pursuing that goal. You ought to be in the midst of that goal. If you are behind in time, you need to make haste and get an oracle reading and find out why you were called here. To all of the families that are represented here today, it is my desire and my hope that you will reconnect with your ancestors and you will find the rituals to be beneficial in your life and that you will begin to understand the benefit of oracle readings and divination. You will find a priesthood to go to and talk to personally and ask them to give you a reading of your destiny so that you will know the sum total of why you came. And then also consult Oromala, who sits at the right hand of God. He knows all. Oromala Ifa will give you all the definition of your life and why you asked to come here. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand your ritual. And it's also important that you take the time to find out about DNA. Where did you come from? And who are your ancestral tribes? And who are you connected to? It's very important that we get a DNA reading to find out how to trace our history back to our lineage where we came from in Africa. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if there were more time that I was dealing with other than an hour, I would do divinations and readings periodically for the nation, not for individual people right now, because there's just not enough time. There needs to be a reading done for the nation. And I'm going to find out if there's time in my schedule where I could try to plan that on Friday to give a reading for the nation. There's so much happening in this world that needs to be addressed. We need to hear from God. We need to know exactly where are we going with this process of reordering our whole system because it has collapsed. I'm going to speak very briefly on the disruption and the confusion of some of our male genders who do not know what to do with their male genders and do not understand that we were not created to take advantage of children. Our children are at the center of our being, and our whole life is wrapped around them. It is not for the children to come here for the benefit of the elders and of the fathers who don't know what to do with their genitals. And we're going to speak on that. This is a disruption in the universe for men to carry on in this manner for such long times and periods of time where people have suppressed evidence and hidden evidence and little boys who are considered not to be important can be wasted away in so-called non-for-profit organizations and utilized and actually handed out as prostitution. In this day's time, you would not think that this would be going on. But nevertheless, we know that there are homosexuals in this world and there are functioning incapacities that they shouldn't be in. And some of them have committed the ultimate sin against young black boys and poor white boys. And mothers are crying out for justice. And institutions are asking that these people be left alone because they want to admonish them and acknowledge how great thou art. But when you've done something wrong to a child, you have no honor. You have lost all honor and respect. And to the family, I have a right to speak to this occasion and address this problem on behalf of knowing what every family member's responsibility is and carrying out in the family, and to address the fact that if we have families that are not sure of what our children were created for and are not sure of what our genital areas were created for, I want to address that to make a direct point in indicating that therein lies child development 101, and somebody has missed the message. Somebody was out to lunch when that lecture was given. How could you be up in these hierarchy positions and management and executors and not realize that morals are very, very important and that our sexual preference should not find its way into our workplace or outside of the boundaries as well? But if there are issues that need to be addressed, they should have been addressed and they shouldn't have been covered up. And the cover-up is the most concern that I have today, the great cover-up, and how some men do not know their obligation to report scenes of crime. As a teacher, we're all required to report any acts of crime and any act of abuse. Now, these young boys were abused. Unfortunately, nobody cared because they were poor. And because somebody attached a non-for-profit organization to it, they thought that made it all right, but it's not all right. And the mothers should be furious about this incident. I'm not going to name names. You've heard them on the radio. I'm not going to point the finger. I'm going to talk specifically so the spirit will know exactly who to go to. Now, you find people are saying that they're not guilty, but yet they showered with children, and yet they played with children. They're not guilty. Then I don't know what it's going to take to make a person guilty. How is it so easy to find an African-American black male guilty of anything he does or if he thought about committing a crime? But it's so very difficult to find our white Anglo-Saxon male figure guilty. It is so difficult. Because so many times they can tell you that I am not guilty and look you straight in the eye and lie. Now, somebody's lying here. And eventually the truth will have to come out. You cannot very well be stuck between the truth and a lie. There's only one way to repeat the truth, and that is just to repeat it. But to say I'm not guilty. And yet many young men have come forward to confirm this hostile takeover. Now, how long has this been going on? And how many children have had to go through this? It's a crime to humanity. Young boys should not be forced into sex and should not be penetrated by anyone. This act and violent crime cannot go unlooked at. All the radio stations should be addressing this issue. And you know, by me being a family life educator, you should have known Omi was going to bring it. You should have known that Omi was going to have something to say on it. I'm damn mad about it. Yes, I am. And the disgrace of hearing this horrible interviews over and over again. And finally, somebody decides to speak up. Maybe he should have shut up and let his lawyer speak. But nevertheless, some people don't understand that when they speak up, they tell on themselves. And that's what's about to happen right now. They're telling on themselves because the secret can only remain a secret for so long. How do you become an intern, a lowly intern, and get bumped up to being a coach? And then your wife gets an offer to become a professor. It looks as if somebody's covering up something here and exonerating these people to keep them quiet. And if that is the case, can we pay off people so that they won't tell the truth? The truth will rise to the top. Now, getting back to these families, I know there are going to be lawsuits laying all over the courtroom, from superior court to the lower court to the higher court. I just only hope that this case is not tried here, but somewhere in Pennsylvania, in Penn State. Those young people are rallying around their great teachers and masters and coaches, and they are crying out for them. That is a normal thing to do when something happens to your teacher. But you must come to your senses and understand, crew, that when you look at what happened to those children, so go one of those young boys, so go all of you. And crime and corruption knows no particular status. And you cannot hold these men out to be outstanding men when they've fallen lower than a refugee. Now, we've got young boys that are damaged psychologically, mentally, and spiritually. How are you going to correct the imbalance in their life? How are you going to make things right with their family? It's not possible. The punitive damages you could never pay back for the loss of these young men's virginity. So therein lies people who have authority. They are to be held more responsible for how they handle people's children. They are not to take advantage of them. The penis is not meant for the mouth. Now, let me give you a little discussion on what is going on here. There's always been some talk about inferiority of the penises and whether or not a person knows what to do with them when they are not able to get an erection and if they're not able to penetrate. They're not meant for the mouth. And to have young boys commit oral sex on such grown men is a disgrace. And all of this is going over the radio. It's no secret. And I'm not being vulgar mouth. I'm talking what I hear from the radio and the interviews. These men have been charged with none other than a sodomy. These are all crimes, violent crimes. And for someone like an intern to walk in and close the door and claim that he's talked to the campus policeman and they have no evidence of it is also a crime. Everybody's pleading the fifth. I told someone or I reported it to someone, but nothing was done about it. And now more families are coming out of the woodwork to talk about what they're going to do about it. It's a shame that we have intelligent educators who have not had child development 101. That's because some people do not know what to do with family members. Some people think children were created for benefit. The children were not created for your pleasure and your benefit and your tutelage or for your fecal-minded manners of taking advantage of opportunities to penetrate yourself. Now, if these men didn't think they were fit for a woman, then maybe their penises should not have been out to penetrate young boys. Very, very bad that we've got a situation where the stations are not crying out about this. Now, we've watched so much Hippocrates go on with the prisoners who have been slayed this year and prosecuted and killed. Then what will equate these men's judgment? And how do you make a decision on what type of punishment they should have? If the radio stations would cry out, then maybe the press would begin to try these men rather rapidly and address the issue. But right now, nobody can see fit to try somebody who's had so-called good experience on their job. But a lot of us that have had good experience on our jobs. But that doesn't negate the fact that we cannot be tried for abusing children. Abuse of a child is wrong in any fashion, especially in a sex act. Some mothers ought to be outraged right now. Radio stations ought to be crying out for those mothers. And there should be a pressing of the courtroom to render a decision swiftly. Because we have children that are suffering and that are broken and can't be fixed overnight. In time, maybe you say the hurt will go away. But it's a shame that they have to live with, because somebody set up a non-for-profit organization and pretended to be helping little black boys and poor white boys. And instead, they traded them off as if they were in prostitution. It's wrong, and voices ought to be crying out today. It's wrong. Now, if we're going to have a justice system, it must be just for all of us, not just for those ones who have money to pay for their representation from an attorney. Your money cannot grow that long when it comes to violating a child. In any public DA or public attorney that represents someone like this, I understand why he allowed his client to speak on behalf of himself. The attorney probably do not want to be involved in such a case as this. And if that is the case, ladies and gentlemen, how do we get punitive damages for the family? How do we receive fairness for the boys that were involved? How do we do this? Campuses all over should be having this discussion, and every family child development should be addressed. I've always known in the parenting area, some folks just did not know what to do with children, and they thought children were there for their pleasure. Well, children are not created for the pleasures of the adults. They're not for the pleasure of massification. They're not there for that purpose. Children were created to have their own being and own spirituality, and they're not to be taken or overtaken by any adult. And if our understanding was there about parenting skills, that could have never happened. But apparently, this was something that he didn't learn in Parenting 101, how to care for a child, how to protect a child, how to love a child, how to defend a child. But instead, a child was abused. Many of them were. And these are college institutions that we're referring to. These are not some far-off organization or corporation. We're talking about institutional organizations of professors, instructors, coaches. Now, where do we fall short on training up the parent in a way that he should go? Some of these people have no business teaching children, and they have no business coaching or being in the classroom because their hearts are not right, and they're falling far from what is correct in managing a child. We don't leave a child outside of the road to be picked up by wolves. Neither do we allow these children to have their innocence, virginity taken away. Now, there are parents that are upset now, and they can't get satisfaction. We're going to have an overhauling of the court system, too, because the courts are going to have to be able to be fair in all fairness and timely. But why is it so easy to see the dirt and undermining of a black man when he goes to court? He's always considered guilty. But yet it's so difficult to make a firm decision over the European man when he does something wrong. The court system is going to have to turn that around. It is obvious and everyone can see it. Now, the good old boy system is going to have to stop in the college universities and institutions, and courtrooms and judges as well. Because we have violators that are going unchastised. So chastisement is upon the universe. It's upon the United States of America. And looking at the Shangri-La report, they report that the main problem here in the United States is morality. It's a moral issue. And they don't want any part of it. As they watch our television and the immoral things that happen, they are afraid that it might affect their country. Now, morals are the things that can disrupt a country. And morals are the things that can destroy a country. Most of what is happening to America today can be related back to morality. And most of what is causing America to fall short is because of men in high positions, in status positions, who are lowering their standards when it comes to morals. Now, what about homosexuality? Are they born with it? Or is it something that just came up on them? Is it a curse or what is it? Where does it come from? And is there any treatment for it? If there is a treatment, then maybe treatment needs to be recommended. And at the same time, because you are in a position of richness and royalty, you think you can have what you want, and if your feeble mind calls for having children and being able to take them, then what a sick mind. Then there needs to be some psychiatric treatment going on. Now, you can't tell me that if these people choose to be homosexuals, that they have a right to take children at liberty. If they choose to be a homosexual, they have to act adult-like and not take advantage of children. Nevertheless, it is a heavy situation now that is weighing upon the whole United States, and it is affecting us and how we look to other countries. Morality. Is it a problem for our country, and has it caused our country to fall? And if it has caused our country to be affected, what must we do to turn things around? Radio stations from all internet stations, Blog Talk, all stations on the standard radio, hi-fi radio, you ought to be crying out to ask for solutions as to how we can address protecting of our children. Everybody's child should have some protection. I don't care if they are low-level socioeconomic, they should not be thrown away to some social service claiming to be a non-for-profit organization. I don't think the mothers understand you are to look after your children and do not let them go with everyone just because they say they have something for them. Do not give your young boys over to male entities without someone there to look out on their behalf. Mothers, you're going to have to be more protective. You're going to have to be able to understand how to explain to your children about sodomy and inappropriate touch. You're going to have to explain to your children to speak out and speak up against any of these foul play men who are taking advantage of them. And do not tell them to take money from any man that is offering them something in exchange for favors, sexual favors. Tell your children that there will be men that want to exchange money for sexual favors, and explain to your children that this is abomination and they are not to participate in it. Mothers, you're going to have to talk to your children. And I don't know exactly what age you may have to start from, but start. In the beginning, tell your child what is a good touch and what is an inappropriate touch, and explain to them that no one has a right to force their way or their will on them, and no one has a right to touch their genital areas or to kiss them as if they are penetrating these children. You tell your children, mother, and you tell them to quickly respond to you if someone has touched them. We've got to save our children. To be young, gifted, and black, it's a good thing. But you've got to get over the age of 25. You've got to live. You've got to live. You can't die off. And what is happening to our children is a disgrace. Not only are they dying off from domestic crime, but they're dying off from elder people who are misleading them. Those children will become tainted. They will become sex offenders themselves. They're being destroyed, and we cannot have this. Because our children must lead the way. They are the future. They are our hope. They are our dream. They're young, gifted, and black, and they have what it takes, and that is youth. And we cannot take that away from them. We cannot mow them down like they're nothing but sex objects. We cannot allow them to participate as adults, consenting adults, even know right from wrong. The children may not understand. So I want to speak to those men who are involved in this to quit taking advantage of these children and go and cry out to God and ask for repentance, because it's not right. Our children must grow up to be adults. They must be able to have their youth. They must be able to play and enjoy life. They cannot be stricken with decisions of sexuality at such an early age. They cannot be making a decision about how do I tell my mother. They must know that they must run to mom and dad or whatever adult they can to tell them what has been going on or what is attempted to be going on. And children, don't be afraid to tell on them. Don't be afraid to tell if somebody is touching you inappropriately. It's important that you should tell. Do not allow it to happen. Now, I say to the courtrooms today, we're watching. Mothers, keepers, eyes are watching. And if you are to head up our nation, to make our nation a safe place, then justice has to be rendered, and it has to be rendered swiftly. We cannot push anything under the rug because somebody has the proper amount of filthy lucre to pay for their cases. We cannot put people away quietly or slap them on the hand with just a hand slapping. We must send a message to the world that the United States of America is coming back into moralization. We're not an immoral country, and we will not accept immoral behavior. And we will not allow our figureheads to get away with it because we are serving our children up to the gods. Our children are the gods these days, and their eyes are awakening and opening up, and they're anesthetists. They're coming out of it. They know that they're the gods. And I wouldn't be surprised if the children don't turn on the elders. I wouldn't be surprised because their eyes are being opened, and they know who they are. They're the little G's with a big head full of wisdom. And they know that they're the gods, and they're waking up. We as adults, and that say we want justice, is going to have to think hard and long about what is good practice and best practice for rendering justice for children that have been sexually molested for long periods of time. How do you compensate their families for punitive damages? How do you compensate the child? How do you correct the error in the system? And how do you give swift justice to those who were involved, who committed these horrible sins? How do you? I leave the question on the system. How do we morally do what's right to make a difference? Radio stations, blog talk stations, talk about this subject, bring it out, and discuss it. This has been an interruption today to bring about the discussion of what has happened to our society of immoral men who have taken advantage of young, poor white boys and black boys. I tell the mothers to hold on. Hold on with everything you've got. Your weapons are not carnal through the pulling down of the strongholds, but you will be vindicated swiftly in due time, and so will your children. And those who have violated them will be swiftly given chastisement. All I say is, God have mercy upon those who have damaged and tainted the children. God have mercy. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going with me.